Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis and Beis, towards the bottom, and we're talking about the issue of Dam Nevela. So we know Basar Nevela, as we mentioned from the beginning of Hilchos Sharas Avos Atumos, Basar Nevela is one of the Avos Atumos, after all of the more chamer ones that the Rambam discussed, in terms of Tumas Meis and Tumas Saras, and the Metame Mishkav Moshe, then we get to Basar Nevela. So the question is, what about the blood of a nevela? So how does that relate to the, is that also considered nevela in terms of tuma? Again, there's an issur of eating blood, but what about nevela being metame? Blood is usur to eat, but blood generally doesn't make you tame, the blood of an animal. But what about blood of a nevela? Does that make you tame? So the Gemara went into a discussion quoted from Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora. Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora said, damil is tahar. So, we have a riot. Damil is tahar. Answer, no. Their tahar means not machshir lekabel tuma. It doesn't mean tahar. It means that it doesn't have the power of the even though dam is one of the seven liquids, right? We know yad shachat dam. The mishnah at the end of machshirin, right? Yayin, dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, and mayim, right? Even though it's one of the seven liquids, but not every dam. Just like we learned in terms of the isra achila, not every dam is equal. There is some dam that's isra kares, and some dam that's asa daraisa, and some dam that is not asa daraisa. So, the Gemara says, maybe when Yudhim Sura said that dam nevela's Torah just means that it is not machshir. It's not machshir. That's what we said four lines up from the bottom. Matart lo tar mina hechshir. Ha letame ata matame. So Gemara says, is that possible? There's a different Mishnah in Machshirin. Taman Tanina, we learned it in Mishnah Machshirin. Dam hasheretz kibsaro. The blood of a sheretz, the Parsha Shmini shratzim, the eight shratzim that are not only usher to eat, but they are metame. So the blood of a sheretz, kibsaro, is like its flesh. Metame ve'eno machshir. The blood of a sheretz is metame. But again, it is not machshir. So what the elonu kayotzibo, and there's nothing like this in the world. There's nothing else like this in the world of halacha. So what's that? Nothing like this. But there's nothing else that is metame and not machshir, so that you can't give pshat in the other mishnah like we just did. What did we just say about Rabbi Yeshua ben Besora? We said, oh, when he says tar, it means that it's not machshir, but it's not machshir, but it is metame. But we just said there's nothing else like that, right? In the mishnah in machshirin, elonu kayotzibo. So where it says, no, that's not what the Mishnah means in Machshirin. It doesn't mean there's nothing like this that is mitami and not Machshir. It means there's nothing like this that is that same size, that is the same minimum size. Switch the letter of two, ki. Kishir tumaso. No, it means that there's nothing like this in the size of its tumah, meaning sheretz, the minimum size is a lentil size. Shadamo metame kibsaro. So that's what it means in the Mishnah in Machshirin. Look at the Tiklan Chadatin, the last on the bottom left. Doma kishir tumaso. Shadama sheretz metame bika'adosha kibasara sheretz. The blood of a sheretz, there's no real translation of sheretz. It's not called insect, it's not called rodent, because they're specific types. So, we'll just say sheretz. Right, so the blood of a sheretz is betame, like the size of a lentil seed. Mashenki dam nevela, you know, kibasar nevela because I sell a beravius. There's something that has the same size, minimum size as its basar, like this, the blood of a sheretz. Aval beravius al kapanim betame avagadu yinam machshir. But you do have an example of things that are betame that are not machshir. Okay, so we still don't have an answer to our question. We tried to prove it, whether the dam is betame or not. And it didn't work. Remember that the Rabbeinu Bachai, also by the Shratzim, where the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Shmini asks, why is it that Nachash is not one of the Shratzim? Shratzim, you would think, are symbolic of the worst, the most heinous animals, that they're not only also to eat, but they make you tamei. So you would think the snake is so symbolic of sin, so symbolic of Adam and Chava, so you would think that should be one of the Shratzim? No, not one of the Shratzim. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Durachecha Darchei Noam. We don't want you to think twice about killing a snake. Right? If it's coming close to you, oh, I might become Tameh. Don't worry about it. You're not going to become Tameh. Right? That's why the Durachecha Darchei Noam, he puts it on that list of added halachas, which the Rishonim say Durachecha Darchei Noam. Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, has Durachecha Darchei Noam in terms of trying to figure out what a hadas is. And the Gemara has one suggestion and said, no, it can't be that because that's thorns. and that every time you pick it up, your hands are going to get bloody. So it can't be, that's a hadas, because right, you can't say it. So the Gemara says it there. But the Rishonim, and the Rishonim added in, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis, quotes it in terms of a, the chiyuv of Yibum for a Nida, what was a Nida? Is it going to be Chozer V'Neir? The Rebbe Noachai says it here. The Sefer HaChinuch says it on Tumas Kohanim, the allowance for Kohanim to become Tameh for their seven relatives. The Sefer HaChinuch says, well, they're not going to be able to go to their relatives, Levaya. You know, that's not the Rechad Dachei Noam. So again, the Rechad Dachei Noam generally doesn't create halachas. You can't say, oh, this would be nice. And Rechad Dachei Noam. No, once there is a halacha, the Rishonim kid added in. Chazal used it as a way to figure out what something is. Not to change the halacha, they're trying to figure out what a hadas is. So there they did try to use it, so to speak, to affect the halacha. But the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rebbe Rachai that we just quoted, and Tosfos, right, those are giving basically Tameh HaMitzvahs for halachas. And therefore the Rishonim can't give a, can't be Darshina Tameh Tekra to affect a mitzvah. Chazal can. Chazal kid. They didn't create halacha, but they just based on the principle to figure out what the Torah means. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Pligin Batrei Amoron. Really, there's a machlokas Amoron about this halacha. Chad Amar Tameh v'chad Amar Tar. One says Tameh, one says Tar. Manda Amar Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says Tameh, that the blood of an Avela is like the basar of an Avela, and it makes you Tameh if you touch it, right? It's an Avatoma. That's like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The one who has Tosa says Tar is Rabbi Yeshua ben Pesora, who, like we said before, he was made that Dam Avela is Tohar, right? That's what we had before. So take that literally, that it is Tohar. Amar le Rav Avduma debin Nachosa v'yaus. Rav Avduma says v'yaus. This is correct. What's this? That Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Tameh. Meaning Rabbi Shua ben Pesora said it's Tar. That was the Beferis we had already. Right? That was the, we had an Amar base. We started off today. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Pesora. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Shua that says Tar, that's Beferis. So Rav Avduma from Nachusa says it's also correct that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Tameh. So Rabbi Yehuda Moraina dinasi have. Because Rabbi Yehuda was the posek in the house of the Nasi. And we had before, had this whole story start, right on the bottom of Chav Beis Amad Aleph. We had the story that the Maisa Bepirdas Rebbe Shemesa, and they were Matarit Mishum Nevela. They were Matarit Mishum Nevela, and we said, maybe that's only because there wasn't enough of a shear. But if there would have been enough of a shear, so then it would have been Tame. So Rabbi Yehuda was the posting of that, behind the scenes of that story, so we know he's the one to be involved. Okay, and to say Tameh. Back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, that when the Kohen Toreim goes into the Beis HaMikdash special room to take out the Shkalim, he doesn't wear anything that might be able to hide Shkalim. Right? Nothing with hems and nothing with pockets. And he can't wear tefillin in, and he can't wear a kamiyah in. And nothing, because people are going to think. They're going to think, if he becomes rich, oh, that's why he became rich. If he became poor, oh, that's why he became poor. Right, they'll be purely down the kavchova, right? In that case, but again, as we said, we have to do what we can to make sure that we don't put ourselves in that position. So Shem Yani Viyom Ruvachulu says the Gemara Tani Rabbi Yishmael Kivutz, somebody with what's a kivutz? So most Mepharshim say that means long hair. Somebody with long hair also Lo Yitro. I guess I don't know. It says that in the Gemara Tainis that the Melech got a haircut every day. The Kohen Gadol got a haircut every week. And the Kohen got a haircut every month. So I don't know how long the hair could be, right, of the person. Maybe he didn't get the haircut for the month. It's not Ma'akev, it's not an Avoda. But let's see, he had a little long hair. Kivutz lo yitrom. He shouldn't take the Trum B'nech Shad. People are going to think it's in his hair somewhere, right? If he has a special long hair, so you can't do that. Tony, ha-gizbarin ha-yu mefaspisin bekilkalin. On the way out, the Gizbarin would shake the kilkalin. What's the kilkalin? Again, different deos here in the Mefarshim. The Karban Eda says maybe kilkalin is a kadid. It's like his hair. Even if you don't have such long hair, maybe your hair stuck together. They'll shake around your hair a little bit to show everybody that you have no coins in there. I don't know how many people were watching, like when the Torim came out. But I guess there were some people, even fellow Kohanim, were there. Another pshat, the Karban Eda says maybe it's a type of the threads of his garment, they definitely shook out his shirt or his pants to make sure people didn't think that there's anything hiding anywhere. Tani, midabrin hayu imo, mishashu nichnas, ashashu yotzei. They talked to him the entire time when he went in until he came out. Why? So that he can't put anything in his mouth. He can't hide coins in the mouth. So that's why they talked to him the entire time. So he wouldn't be able to talk. He would have to be talking and he wouldn't be able to put anything in the mouth. So I was thinking, what kind of talk is that? Is that mitzvah talk that he's talking to him? They're talking the entire time. He's going to do a mitzvah. And which section in your upstairs scorecard would these words go into? The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Avos that we love to quote, the five categories of speech. Right? The Rambam on the Mishnah, it's good to be quiet. That's where the Rambam has the five different categories of speech that we go through in life. And the Rambam has the two extreme categories, and that is of mitzvah and of avera. That's the Rambam. Hachi, I'll read it for you. Vani omer, ki adibur nechlak lafi chovas Torah seinu chamisha chalakim. Mitzvah, muzhar, miruchak, ratzui, rishus. Those are the five. Translated from the Arabic, as we know the Pirshei Mishnayos was written in. I don't know Arabic, so I just read the Hebrew translation. So he says the five, right? Mitzvah, chelek harishon hu mitzvah bo, mitzuveh bo, v'kriyas haTorah, v'limuda, v'ha'iyun b'pirusha. Learning, davening, v'zu mitzvah zaseishin, v'savinu b'v'dibartabam, v'hu kamo kol ha-mitzvos, v'kvar ne'mar b'chizuk u'bezirus al halimud, mashalo yachil chibur zeh afilu es mitzaso. I've already spoken about the importance of learning Torah, which I can't even touch on. But that is mitzuveh, number one. Number two, chelek hasheni, is what's usher? Usher speech. Hu adibur asher ne'ashar v'usharnu olav. Kigon. What's the first thing you would put on this list of usher speech? So we would probably put lashon hara. Or, but Brother Rambam puts edus sheker. That was more common. Edus, that's in the Aseret HaDibros. Edus sheker v'akazav v'harechilus v'harigol v'hagidufim. Right, rechilus, regal, gidufim, cursing, the common mikros betorah morim alachelak hazeh. Ubechlal zeh, nivlus hapev lashon hara. Right, so he has the difference, lashon hara and rechilus, he has two different categories. The Chavos Chaim emphasizes what the difference is. That's number two. And then he has three and four and five. As we know, three is, I like to say it in this order, number five. Number five is divrei rishus. That means just like talk that we need because we're human beings and we live. Who's going shopping and where you park and like basic rishus. Dibur b'mashen ogei la adam b'mischaro business u'panasaso u'ma'achalo u'mishteyu u'ma'busho v'yeser kol tzrachav v'zeh rishus einenu lo ratzui v'lo meruchak el emratza rashoy l'daber bo kamish yirtza v'emratza yishtok u'bechelik hazeh nivchar l'adam yir hadibur. So I forgot this line. See, this is where the Mishnah is talking about. Right? This category. Not mitzvah, because that you should do as much as you want. Not avera, that you should do zero. It's a good idea. I mean, it's a good idea. It's usher. And what about the other two? So the other two categories, the Rambam would say also, you should do it or you shouldn't do it, right? The going back, the merutze, right? What is a good idea? Ratsui. It's not us, it's not a mitzvah. But it's ratzui, who adibur b'sheva chamalos hehegionios amidosios. Logic, ubignus hamigra'as mishnei asugim yachad. And talk about, you know, that things that are not appropriate to be megane, those things. Ula'orer es hanefesh hazeh b'ne'umim, constructive things that are not Torah. Right, that's that category. And then the other things is meruchak, right, things that you should stay away from, even though it is not usher. Right, who a deeper shein bo toelas la adam atzmo, lo mishmaas v'lo meri kagon rov sipuri ha'amon in ma'ira mahaya. Most of current events and things that happened. V'heiches nag was melech ploni ba'armono u'mahaisa sibas moso shal ploni o ashro shal ploni. Now, rich that guy is right. I know a friend. I don't get to lashon hara. V'zeh nikreis l'chachamim sicha b'teila v'chasidim mishtadlam ma'od l'esrachim m'devaram ma'ela. So the Rambam would say, category one and category four, mitzvah and ratzui, there's no reason to be shtika. No, do as much as you can. And then the two of asur and mituav, you should do zero. So what's the matzazik alashnika? That must be the fifth category. Divrei rishus. Divrei rishus. You know, even that should be divrei, minimized. Okay, so where does this go? Mistama, at least mitzvah. At least mitzvah. He needs this to go and to do the Torah for the Trumas HaShekel. They talked to him. What are they talking about? They talked to him about the Tosus. They talked to him. I don't know what they're talking about. But even if they wouldn't talk about Torah, you know, lechor, it's part of the mitzvah. Okay, so they spoke to him the whole time, so he doesn't stop talking. Says the Gemara, very interesting question. V'yamali pume moi. What if to talk to him the whole time? Just make him fill his mouth with water before he goes in. His mouth will be full of water until he comes out. Right, so that's a better idea. Talking to him the whole time, what he has to focus on what he's doing. Let him walk in with water. Unbelievable. Amar of Tanchuma Mibnei Bracha. No. The issue is the bracha. What bracha? So you think bracha, but making a, what's the word bracha? Just make a shakal before you go in. What? It's a shinui makom halacha. What if you have water in your mouth from one place to another place that you're not making, and also you're not swallowing it. Just putting it in your mouth. You don't have to, you don't have to make a bracha on gargling and then spitting it out. So the Mefarshim explains that's not what the bracha is talking about. It's not the bracha. Everybody quotes this chacham svi. There's a chacham svi in a tshuva that says, let me tell you, the chacham svi's tshuvas are usually, a page and a half, 2 pages. This one is short. I don't know, this wasn't a regular question. Sheila Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Yerushalmi Shkalim, Perek Shlishi. That's, he starts off the tshuva. Al Piska Shemayeni Tani Medabana Yuimo, Vimalim Huimoi, Wa Armita Tachuma, Mibri Abracha. Let him make a bracha. The bracha is the issue. Upirish Biyefe Mare. So the Yefe Mare says, you know, it was one of the first shim in the back. Shema Yivla Mehamayim Venimsa Shema'al. Shenena Bal Bracha. You're not making a bracha because you just have it in your mouth. But it could be you're going to swallow some. You're having, it takes a few minutes, right, to go in there and to get the shkalim. So that, mipnei bracha, you might drink some, you might swallow some, and you didn't make a bracha. So that's the problem. Va'ani tama, says the chacham, see, that's not pshat of this gemara. Shaharei, efshar lo levarech, betchila al davar acher, make a bracha on something else before you go in. So then if you happen to swallow something by accident, it's okay. Ulechavin, ala mayim sheyivla. You can figure it out. And number two, if you happen to swallow something by accident, ba'ones, do you have to make a bracha on that? Vod, hashosem mayim litzam o, mivarech shahakol. Right, if you make a bracha, if you drink something for your thirst, before you shake a mar, lafuki mandachanke umsa. Right, if you get something stuck in your throat, you take water to get it down, you don't make a bracha. Hashosem mayim shalol litzam o, elo la onso, eno tzorach levarech alem klal, kivan she'en lo hana, v'gam lo mezen zayni. Kol shekein zeh she'enu miskavin klal of lo asamayim shu partem in a bracha. Here he has no kavanah to swallow. So either make the bracha beforehand, or just you don't need a bracha. That can't be what the pshat of the gemara is. So what's the pshat of the gemara? V'nira li barur, nira li barur. The kavanah to Yerushalmi, totally different pshat. Bracha means ef shalol lamalos piv mayim ebnei a bracha mipnei shetzarech levarech hatorim esalishka b'shoshu torim. Before you do the hafrasha, you have to make a bracha on this mitzvah of trumas halishka. You have to make a bracha. Da afilu inema de trumazushu torim himi derabanan velo midaraisa. Even if you want to say derabanan, im kol zeh lo yigra michalas chutz la'aretz. Shemivarech aleha b'shas hafrasha. V'chein kol shar mitzvahs derabanan. You make a bracha on mitzvahs derabanan, you make a bracha on hafrasha. You make a bracha on hafrasha's truma, hafrasha's maisers. Right? You make a bracha on hafrasha's. So you make hafrasha. Make a bracha on hafrasha's. Shumas Alishka. Wow. That's the Chacham Svi. And all the Mefarshim quote that. Quote that Chacham Svi. Look on the Karban Eida right here. Chayev Atorim Levarech Ala Truma, Kederach Shemavarech and Ala Frashas Shumas Hagorin. Just like you make a bracha on So that's a huge Chiddush. Because the other Hafrashas are Tevel before your Mafresh. And then you make a bracha. You're actually accomplishing something. Here, it's designation. Is this a real Hafrasha? You're designating that this is going to be used for the Shkalim. So that's a chiddush gadol to the Rishonim. It's not in the Rishonim, really. That you're going to make a hafrasha on the, you're going to make a bracha on the hafrasha's truma. Again, the Tiklin Chadatin, quotes this Chacham Svi. They all quote this, this idea. He quotes from the Yafe Mare and the Chacham Svi, quotes all the Befarshim. There's one line in the Rashba. The Rashba. There is one of the two main sources for Birchas HaMitzvah. We know almost every mitzvah that we do, I shouldn't say almost, many mitzvahs that we do, you make a berachas mitzvah before you do the mitzvah. But there is a whole list of mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha. So there is a tshuva of the Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches. That's the tshuva. It's also found in the Abu Dram. It's a tshuva to Rabbi Ibn Palat. right? That goes, you go through all the 25 brachas that we don't make, mitzvahs that we don't make a bracha on, why not? This is fascinating suggestions about mitzvahs in general. So this is, it's in Sha'alta, right? This is in, again, Aleph Yud Ches. Lama in Mavarchan al mitzvahs kulon. Kigon. Hamalva es chaveiro. You lend your friend money. That's a mitzvah daraisa. Vatoinimo. You see he's struggling under his bundle. So you go help him out. That's a mitzvah. Why don't you make a bracha? V'chayose behen. So he says, Shuvah zu she'ela amuka. V'davar she'amdu olav harishonim zatzal. There's a lot to say about this. A lot to say about this. V'niztav chubo harbe. V'pnei ma mevarchan al miksasan. V'mevarchan al kulan. V'ezo she'mevarchan alav. V'ezo she'en mevarchan aleha. V'eino inyan tali b'tam echad. She'atein l'cha klal echa mehem. There's no one reason. Oh, this is the reason you don't make brachas on those 25 mitzvahs. There's many different reasons not to make a bracha on a mitzvah. Kol mitzvah she'en b'maisa. And he starts going through some of them. If it doesn't have a ma'isa, you don't make a bracha. Kagon, hashmatas ksafim, forgiving a loan. You don't make a bracha on that. It has to have a ma'isa. V'chein, ein mevarchen al mitzvah, meaning, or dibur, I would say. So you're so homer, you make a bracha. Ein mevarchen al mitzvah she'en etzluya kula b'yada osa. It's a big one. You don't make a bracha on something that has to do with somebody else. Mipnei she'ef she'shlo yisratza b'chaveiro, v'nimsa ma'isa mizbatel. Because maybe the person will say no. So, who is this like? Kagon, matnes aniyim, tztaka. Maybe the ani will say, no, I want more. I'm not taking this. Right? You don't make a bracha on staka. Halvaz dalim, nesinat staka, ha'anaka, v'chayose b'hem. Some say, mishloach manos, matanos levyonim. Right? Some say, the Raiva has a line, kiddushin. She has to say yes. Rehare mekudashesli, maybe she'll get cold feet. So we make a bracha. We'll say, okay, if you're already under the chuppah, we hope she's going to say yes. But the Raiva says, you make the bracha of Erisin after the ring, not before. Well, possibly like the Raivin. But because of that, v'chein al darshu masal lebezdin, you don't make a bracha as yes adinim. V'chein kol mitzvah shiba mitoch avera, a mitzvah haba b'avera mitzvah. Kegon hashavas gezela chazaras ribis shelo tzivana l'gzol kadei lahashiv. V'likachas aim kadei shenachzav nishlach osa v'chayokoyase be'elu. Here's our line. V'chein manas kuhuna a mevarchan al nesinasan. You don't make a bracha when you give it to the kohen. You don't make a bracha on your mafish. Because what are you doing? It's like our Taz from last week. You're not giving anything to the Kohen. Once you designate it as Truma, it belongs to the Kohen. So giving it to the Kohen is not doing anything. And then he says, Unesinas shekel bashana chayotzebo. Also giving the shekel. Giving the shekel gets no bracha because really it's Hashem shekel. Hashem, once you designate it, it belongs to the hektish. So there's no bracha. So he does not mention anything about the hafrasha. The hafrasha is a truma. So that's the closest we get. That's the closest we get to, there's no bracha on the sinas shekel. Is there a bracha on the trumas shekel that the Kohen does? Says the Chacham Tzvi that this Gemara is telling you yes. Yes, there is. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonasan, b'term nevi m'ksuv v'masanu, shalom sara v'arach latzaz ye'habiris k'dei shu'tz arach latzaz ye'dei hamakom. There are psukim in Tanakh three times that you have to be yotzei yedei Hakadosh Baruch Hu and people, as we saw already. But Torah minayim dechsev visa nekiyim eshem mi Yisrael, and the Torah says you shall be clean, right? By Reuven, Gad, and Chati Menashe, be clean. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them from Hashem and from Yisrael. Benaviim minayim dechsev in the Navi it says El Kel Elokim Hashem Kel Elokim Hashem Hu Yodeya Yisrael Lo Yeda. Hashem knows. People don't know. You have to be clean in front of people too. B'ksuvim minayim sh'ne'amar u'matzachein v'seichal to b'nei Elokim v'adam. Quoted in the Mishnah. Gamliel zuga shal Rabbi Yossi barbun ezehu ha'mechuvah shebekula. Which is the best makar? Which is the clearest? Amar levi yisim nekiyem Hashem v'Yisrael. That's the tzivui that's given to us. Period. Shal beis Rabbi Gamliel e'nechatz v'shiklo b'nei etzbosav. The Gemara quoted this earlier. Rabbi Gamliel's house, they didn't want to like just give shekel and say, okay, whatever shalom you took out, we're covered by the kapara. Right as the Torah was walking in, they took their shekel and threw it into the pile so that clearly they would be on top and they would be ones that are taken. And the Kohen saw this and he made it his business to take from it. So, nicha shiklo bein espa'usaf, his shekel was between his fingers, vizarku lifnei hatorim. He threw it in front of the Torah, and by the Torah, miskavein v'dofu l'kupa, and the Torah would come, be miskavein, and push it into the kupa, to the one of the boxes. Right, he wouldn't do it until they said to him, should I be Torim? And they said, yeah, be Torim. Trom, shlosha pamim. Three times. You find a number of times, not too often, that there is a maisa done in halacha where the person involved says three times, should I do this? Should I do it? By the Sirsa Omer in Menachas. Should I cut? Yeah, I cut. Sometimes that's to be lahotzi midei hatstukim, that you do it in a very public way. But here it's just to give him chizik. Ready? Ready? Here we go. And three times, shlosha pamim. Torah has already shown, the first time that he went in, remember he took it into three boxes, but after he took it and there was stuff left in the container, he covered it with a leather cover, because what's left in there now is shirayim. So we're not going to take from there again. So now we're going to put a leather cover, and all the shkalim that come in the next couple of months, we're going to put on top. Shnia v'chiba b'kaptel v'loz, which is probably not so much, because it's only a month and a half, right, between Pesach and Shavuos, right? Shlish is loy mechapet, but the third time they do it, there wouldn't be a cover, because it's all done. Now the whole thing is shirayim. V'lo mahayim mechapet, shema yishkach v'yishra min adavar atarim, because maybe you'll forget. Even you just leave it as a separate container, you don't have to cover it. No, you might forget, and you might take from that by mistake. So put the cover on to make sure that you don't forget. Taramis are shown al Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and when the coin was Torim three times, even though, as the Gemara is going to say, even though really he had in mind all of Am Yisrael that gave Shkalim, that it came already, that it didn't come yet, but we still, to make it exciting, so to speak, L'chabei v'sa mitzvah, we designate and we say, oh, I'm going to have in mind this group and that group and that group, but it really doesn't mean it. Really, it means that it's for everybody. Torah Mitzvah Rishona, L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, the close ones. Shnia L'Shem Krachim Amu Kafin La, the ones that are further out. Vashlishis L'Shem Bavel, L'Shem Madai, L'Shem Medinos, Harachokos. You see the Karban Eda says what I just said also, the first skinny line. Umiyu, B'chal Pama Yitarman L'Shem Kal Yisrael. Really, it was for everybody. Ala Gavoi V'ala Asil L'Gvos. Really, it's on everybody. V'lo Hiskir Atana, Chiluke Mekomos Halalu, Ela lahodian, just to teach us, shetiknu shlosha prakam elu kadesha yidnu makomos arachokos aliban. So the people who are far, if the people who didn't send yet from afar, oh, I better get going. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael already taken care of. But really, it's not separated into kapara power. Period. So Beis Rav Gamliel v'chulu, says the Gemara. What did Beis Rav Gamliel do? They waited till right before the Truma, they threw their coins in, and then they made sure that it was covered. Says the Gemara, why do they have to do that? As we've said, even if theirs wasn't taken, it would be covered. The Gemara gives a mashal. Ilu shnei kriyim. Let's say you have two barrels of tvua, and you're going to take truma for them. So you take truma from one of them, but you have in mind for both of them. It's going to work for both of them. Ilu shnei kriyim. Batar me'echad mehem al chavero. Shem al apad chavero. Of course that'll work. So if they take shkalim from the top, even if their shekels on the bottom, no, why wouldn't that be covered? The answer is it would be. But they wanted theirs to be taken. Hanachas ruach ilahem. Shelo ye karban miskar vele mishal en tchila. They wanted to be in the shekel that was taken. You're right. It was not needed, but they wanted to be in the shekel that was taken. Period. I forgot to mention, by the long hair. Right, but the long hair, so he couldn't have long hair when he went in. There is a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that says, if somebody has long hair, it's a chatzitza for tefillin. And the other mafarshim, the Rav Sternbach and others out, say, long hair might be other issues. But chatzitza for tefillin? If the hair is like folded over and like bounces up so the tefillin are not on the head, then you could say, you know, it's a chatzitza for tefillin. But just long hair? I don't understand. It's still flat. You're supposed to put it on the hair, those who still have hair over there, right? Supposed to put it on the hair, above the hairline. That's where it's supposed to be. Hair's not a chatzitza. Long hair just goes further down. So the Sternbach and other postkin wanted is that this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Machzah Shekel also, that it's long hair would be a chatzitza, but it might be chukos ha'akum, some type of haircuts, but not the long hair. Okay. Termas Rishona, finishing up. Termas Rishona v'chulu. Tani, so Shamat, explaining. Shamat is like a tavlios. What happens if either by mistake the leather covers were taken off and then what was on top got mixed in with the shirayim? Or maybe after the third one, or the second one. Nasukul and shirayim. If there's a mix up, they're all shirayim, and guess what? They're all usur. You're not allowed to take from shirayim. So you have to wait till new shkalim come in. Tani, shlish is hi'aisa shira shebekulan. The third one had the most valuable shkalim. Why? Shayuk by itztalei shalzav, darkono shalzav. Because remember, we had the Mishnah that the people who live far away, they could combine their shkalim into, you know, more valuable items, so easier to schlep. So that's why you could have one gold piece that's worth four machzor shekels. So in the last, and that came from far away. That's why the last one had the most expensive ones. Tar Misori Shona L'Shem Eretz Yisrael V'Chulu. This is what we just said. Tar Misori Shona L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. Ul L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Really had everybody in mind. Shdiya L'Shem Krachan HaMukavin. Ul L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Vashlishis L'Shem Bavel. Ul L'Shem Bavel. L'Shem Medinas Arachokos. Ul L'Shem Kol Yisrael. Really, everybody got the kapara for all of them. It's just that we said this to be Mechazik and Ma'orah, those who might not have given yet. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. Tani Natan.